Hello, and welcome to Quest Lore, a family Lorcana podcast where each week we, as a family, talk with you about all things Lorcana. We've got a great show lined up, but first let me introduce myself. I'm Matt.
I'm Malcolm.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Jen.
And this is our dog, Zelda.
Yeah, and Zelda has joined us immediately, as she must somehow sense when we begin recording. Mm-hmm. That is her call to come and talk with us. So, it is nearing the end of the first Lorcana set championship. We've been playing all week, or at least I've been playing all week. We had a really big tournament going on this past week, so let's dive right in and talk about the set championships, trying to get that Stitch card. So how did it go?
So, Dad got a Stitch. Dad actually got a Stitch on Saturday. So,
and his first tournament. Why don't you tell us about how your first tournament went on Saturday, Dad?
Yeah, so my plan was originally to actually go into a tournament on Friday. Unfortunately, that got canceled because the store that I was supposed to play at did not get their promotional prizes. They didn't get their Stitches. Yeah, so they canceled the tournament. Yeah, that was upsetting. But Saturday, I was able to go to a tournament with 16 people all together. We ended up playing 4 rounds, and then it was cut to the top 4 from there. And I was able to go undefeated in the 4 rounds. Or actually, I went undefeated for 3 rounds, and me and the other guy that was undefeated just kind of intentionally drew the last one to make sure that we both made the top 4. And top 4 automatically was getting Stitch cards. So it was awesome, my first time out, to make the top 4 and get that Stitch card. Unfortunately, I immediately then lost.
So we didn't get any pre-match.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. Just like I already told you. No playmats, but all I really wanted was a card. That's really what I was aiming for. Yeah. That's what I got. I've been playing a Ruby Amethyst Controls deck with all the bouncing stuff in it. I ended up losing to the Emerald Steel discard deck that has been haunting me. Mm-hmm. But that was my first day. That was Saturday. Then on Sunday, all 4 of us went with what ended up being a 32-person event.
Yeah, really big.
Yeah, so that was 5 rounds of playing. And so how did you guys...
How'd you boys do?
I won two. I won against him. Mm-hmm. And then I won... I met.
Right.
And then I won against him. Because we were very disappointed to find us. Battled each other. I got a headache at the beginning, so that's probably the reason. But then I got some boba tea, and now I'm good.
neither of us have talked about how we've done yet, Emmett. But go ahead.
hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Malcolm realized that he only had 3 rerolls in his back.
Yeah, because there were some changes made to it.
Yeah.
So that he could get some card drawing and so that he could get some removal of songs from the other mm-hmm. players.
Okay, because he's good.
He knew about those. Emmett, he knew about the changes in the deck. Okay. So I ended up doing actually pretty well. I went 3-2. Unfortunately, it stuck me right at 9th place in the top 8 move forward. So that was very unfortunate. But the thing that made me feel better is that the 2 people who beat me ended up being the 2 people who were in the final game. So don't worry about it. Okay. So that made me feel a little bit better.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And then I was able to go 4-1 mm-hmm. on the day, which put me in 4th or 5th place. I don't recall mm-hmm. which. But so right in the middle of the top 8 cut, so I got to play for another chance for their Stitch, but I came up short and lost to a Amethyst and Emerald discard deck. Discard has been like kind of the bane of my existence for this tournament. I've played, I believe, 7 different versions now of a discard type deck, basically decks that are designed to make you discard cards. Basically, they're playing Flynn Riders mm-hmm. and Cursed Merfolk, Sudden Chills just make me lose cards over and over.
That Cursed Merfolk, that got me a couple times.
Yeah, it is a tough mm-hmm. card.
I actually have a Cursed Merfolk in my deck.
Yeah. Michigan, and specifically for that reason of making your opponent discard cards so that they have less resources to use against you. But let's talk a little bit more about the tournament itself. What did you guys think of the tournament, of playing that much mini cards?
That was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, you had fun?
And it was also a less memory of playing that. Oh, this one guy that I played way back in set 2, I literally kicked his butt and I was playing with discard with my stuff. And I ended the turn with 4 buckies.
Oh,
4 discards. 3.
Well, I remember seeing that board. You had a lot of stuff on the board, and like you were making him discard all of his cards, and like you were able to win that pretty handedly. But
because he made a very stupid mistake, he played his action, but then the next turn I played a Lucifer.
Right.
Well, it's not really a mistake.
He doesn't know what you're going to play.
Yeah, that's so not a mistake on that.
A mistake would be something where you could have done something
and you
differently
forgot.
And you didn't do that. He didn't know, with in knowing what was going to happen next. He didn't know that's what you were going to play next. So he can't really anticipate that or see that coming. Malcolm, what do you think? What did you think about the long day tournament?
I mean, it would have been great if I didn't get a headache. But yeah, it was good. And
sure.
I mean, it's longer than normal, but like, I guess, like, yeah.
Okay. Great insight. Jen, what about you? What did you think about having to play that whole day, the grind a bit?
I mean, it was definitely a lot. I mean, luckily we, you know, the place where we play has, you know, food there, like good food to order. And so that was nice. You know, it was, I think one of the things that was a little bit frustrating was that other people were still coming into play. And so there was, you know, it was already very crowded with the tournament. But, you know, leaving it open to everybody else, like, that was kind of frustrating at times because, like, people would just go sit at a table where we were supposed to be playing our next round and things like that because they, you know, weren't kind of paying attention to what was going on in the place. So, but other than that, like, I thought it was really fun. I thought it was fun to play people that normally don't play at our location that we normally play at. That was fun.
Yeah.
It's always nice meeting new people for the most part. I think we only had like one negative interaction.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was super cool.
Everybody else was
so
like pretty awesome.
So it went really well. Mm-hmm. Any like surprise decks that you guys weren't expecting to see? Something new?
The Emerald Steel is something I had never played before.
Yeah, that became very popular.
Yeah,
over the weekend.
I've never played that before, and then all of a sudden, I think I played it. I played an Emerald Steel once, and then the Ruby Steel, I think, or was it Sapphire Steel?
There was a Sapphire Steel, but there was also a Ruby Steel there. That was different. I hadn't played against that before. The Pirate deck.
Yeah.
That
was
like a lot of land.
That was interesting.
There was one point where like he had like 5 different locations out on the board, and I'm just like, geez, you have so much land, you must be rich.
But it seems like steel is like the like shining star right now. Like everybody's playing steel. I mean, I'm playing steel. I'm playing it in my steel song deck. But I feel like I only played one person the whole tournament that wasn't playing steel.
Yeah.
And they were playing the traditional amethyst ruby.
Yeah, it's a very popular color. It's also like a very expensive color. That's why basically only one of the 4 of us can ever play it. Because all the expensive cards are there.
Well, Sadwood Beast.
Sadwood Beast, Robin Hood, both are very like $50 cards. So having them in your deck, it's hard to have more than one play set up. Like when I was putting together, so one thing that you have to do for these set championships is put together your deck list. And so I went on to dreamborn.inc and put the deck list together there. You add your cards, and then you can just print it right on the registration sheet, right from the website. It's really great. But it also shows you how much each deck is worth if you were to go on to like TCG Player and sell them, right? So me and the boys, our deck lists are anywhere from like $90 to $150 that you would be
I
able to
can't even imagine how much mine
spend.
is worth.
Yours is about $600.
I'm just gonna say probably.
Right, because you have some sad boy beasts, you have
I have the
Robin
Robin
Hood,
Hoods.
you have Rapunzel, Whole New
Yeah,
World is
Whole New
like
Worlds.
$15
Yeah.
card, even though it's a rare.
Yeah. Rapunzel, what she does, she costs 4, and when you play her, you can remove up to 3 damage.
Amber.
Yeah, I know, but it's in my deck.
It's still an expensive
It's
card.
still an expensive card. It's not
Very
sealed.
expensive.
Yeah. So that's an expensive card, Sad Boy Beast. And then I was playing the big Rockstar Stitches, and those were expensive too, but I'm not
Actually, the
anymore.
Surfer Stitch is more than
Oh,
the
and I just put the Surfer Stitch in,
So
and that's
you
even more.
actually like
What is
you
the
grind it
Silver?
up.
What does the Silver Stitch
It's a
do?
card draw.
So it costs 8. It's
7.
seven. Cost 7 is a 4 strength, 8 willpower, quests for 2, and when you play it, if you have 2 or more characters on the board, you get to draw 2 cards.
So kind of like Pilot Piglet and Robin Hood 2.0.
No, nothing like that at all. Because you
Mm-mm.
draw 2 cards, it doesn't get extra lore. You draw 2 cards when you play it.
Because Pilot Piglet is Robin Hood 2.0.
Nope.
Nope. You're nothing alike.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. No.
Nope.
They're different cards.
You're
Nothing alike.
like a Rich
Nope.
Robin Hood. The Legendary? Legendary.
All
Oh,
right.
wait, Robin Hood, I meant Christopher Robin.
Okay,
Okay,
Christopher
yeah.
Robin. Okay, that makes a
And
little more
Christopher
sense.
Robin has some, there's some things about manipulating lore, but they're still very different cards.
Yeah.
One of them sees play, and one of them doesn't. It's the Pyro Piglet that sees play. I don't know if I've ever seen Christopher Robin except with someone trying to experiment and make a deck work. But I didn't stop there. That wasn't my last championship of the week. I played one just last night with 24 players. It only got cut to the top 4, though, which means you had to either win out or you can only take one loss. Unfortunately, I ended up with 2 losses. Lost to another Emerald Steel discard deck and to one of the blue dime ones. So the
Oh,
blue
that
dime
blue
ones,
dime. Oh.
the silver blue dime one. So that one is a hard matchup for Ruby Amethyst. I nearly had him
Yeah.
all 3 games. Well, we went at least at the very least. I went 2-1. I never went. I haven't lost 0-2, which
That's
is
good.
really important. Because as we get closer to the Disney Lorcana Challenge, right, those are 2 game sets. So you only can either go 1-1, 0-2, or 2-0.
That's good 'cause I played 3 games all but once, too. So that's and the only time I didn't was when I was literally playing my when I was playing the Steel Song as well. Like
Yeah,
and that was crazy because like we barely got 2 matches in our 50 minutes, playing a mirror deck. And that was crazy. And luckily I won that one 2-0.
What's a mirror deck?
That's when two people are playing a very similar deck. So we both were playing Steel
So
Song.
kind of like when me and that one guy played Barista.
I don't know, but whenever a mirror deck is whenever two people are both playing the same kind of decks.
I've
When I
tried
played Ruby Amethyst, I
Yeah.
had a mirror.
Yeah, that was a
You
lot to
played
one though.
Ruby Amethyst? Oh, right, back in the first set.
Well,
Yeah.
I like
I mirrored once back in the set, first set, so.
So, anyways, yeah. So I never lost. I never went 0-2. So that's really good. In fact, that first Saturday, I looking back on it, my 3 games that I won to get into one, I went 2-0 every game. I like
That's
walked
awesome.
over everybody. So that was good to do. It's a lot of good practice for Chicago. Even though, as we get closer to the Chicago, there's gonna be another set out.
Yeah.
Step 4 will be out, and so
Who
all the rules
knows?
will be completely different. Everything's thrown out the window,
Yep.
and we're going to cover that coming up right here. But speaking of Chicago, we
Wait.
did try to get at least 2 of the tickets for it. Unfortunately, we were only able to get 1, but that just means that Jen will get to hang out in Chicago, which is a cool city,
Do I
while
get
I
to hang out in
sat in room.
Chicago? No.
No, only mom and dad are going to go for this
What
first
can
one.
we do?
Mom's on the wait list, but only mom and dad, Jen and Matt, are going to go to this first one so that we can check it out and see how it works with kids.
And then if possibly if it works, we'll try to get all four of us tickets for Toronto, but we'll see, considering we couldn't even get two to Chicago.
Well, with Chicago, it was a little bit difficult. It was, they weren't able to get as many as Atlanta. So in Atlanta, they're having over 2,000, and almost right. everybody that wanted a ticket probably got a ticket yeah. for Atlanta. Chicago is only at 1,000 mm-hmm. because it's so close. Them finding another venue yeah. would have been really difficult.
And with Toronto, too, people have to have passports.
That's true as well.
So the fact in Canada.
Canada!
But it's not. It's only like a 3-hour drive for us.
3 to 4 hour drive.
Yeah, so it's not that far. It's like literally like just as far as Traverse City for us.
With the extra amount of time they have before the Toronto one, hopefully they'll be able to find a place with more space in it.
Yeah, and they've got huge convention centers there, yeah. so I'm sure that they will. But so that's what we're hoping. You know, the four of us have passports because you know we do like to travel, and we also live very close to Canada because we are in the Metro Detroit area.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's someplace that we'd like to be able to go whenever we want. So having the four passports is nice. So maybe that will make it easier for us to get tickets because, you know, people yeah. might not pick Toronto.
If you are listening to this, if you're watching this and you're going to Chicago too and you want to say hi to us, shoot me a message and we can arrange like saying hi to you and meeting up and just, you know, say thank you for listening. But Chicago is still... well, about a month and a half away. Before we get to Chicago, there'll be a whole new set coming out. We will be in the middle of
Awesome Kong Movie Con on May 17th.
Almost. yes, May 17th, which is only about 3 weeks away. We are really close to this next
How many more days till May?
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
And it, in 6 days.
Yeah. No, four.
Six?
No. Yeah, six.
anyways.
Fine. On Friday, we release this.
With Ursula, Ursula's return, up until last week, they hadn't been releasing very many cards. We figured, actually, there was a lot of chatter, like, they'll probably start releasing them a lot next week. They'll let the set championship speak for itself, but this is what this whole week is about. It's set championships for set three. So we'll probably won't hear about set four until next week. I was wrong.
We're Everyone all wrong.
a lot of stuff has come out in the past couple of days.
In fact, just for today,
what?
Too.
With what?
Like we're gonna about to go over it, okay? I know what's happened. These guys don't have any idea. Not us.
Not us. You should have seen this kid's face when he found out Oswald's coming up for Disney Dreamlight Valley, though.
I don't believe there's any Alice stuff.
Oswald! I wear this pin for nothing!
Yes, absolutely nothing. Not for your enjoyment or anything. You wore it for nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
All right.
Okay. Anyways, I have to put together like the images for the cards so that these guys can see them for the first time. This time I did that, you know, Wednesday morning, figuring there will most be adding a couple more cards on Wednesday and Thursday, and I can just throw them in really quick. That was wrong.
Very wrong.
Very wrong. We have multiple cards that were released. We're not going to go over all of them. I just picked out the best ones, or the most interesting ones, I should say.
How many? Because
we also have two new mechanics being added to the game.
What?
Two whole new mechanics, two ways that will change how you play the game and how you have to think about building your deck.
Wow.
It's a little nuts.
what?
They're building on previous mechanics. So it's not like it's fully new, like all of a sudden they've added floating locations or something like that.
Attacking locations.
Coming in set five, yes. Locations that get up and fight people.
Well, that would be Casita.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be Casita.
So, we'll go through the first set, the first new mechanic first. It just came out yesterday. So, we're all familiar with shifting.
Yes.
Right? We did a whole episode on it. All right.
So yes, shifting, I shift a lot.
You throw down a small character like
Robin Hood.
Like a Robin Hood right now is the most popular one. You throw down a baby Robin Hood.
Baby
Robin Hood. Okay. He's 2/2. He costs one. You just hope he survives turn three so that you could throw big boy Robin Hood on top of him. And all of a sudden, you've got a 3/6 body that gets two lore when he kills someone, and he gets a card when he gets killed. It's an awesome mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Disney, or Ravensburger, basically said, well, what if you didn't have to pay ink to shift specific cards?
Right.
And now we've got other ways to shift. So we've got Ursula, Eric's bride. She's cost 4, is unequal, strength of 2, willpower 4. And she shifts. But to shift her, you discard a song card. And then you shift her on top of another character named Ursula. She quests for 2 and has the ability Vanessa's Design. Whenever this character quests, chosen opponent reveals their hand and discards a non-character card of your choice.
This would be great for mom's
So there isn't an Amber Ursula. Well, maybe that's see which one is Amber. I don't
don't
remember.
know. I don't know
There
about
is a small Emerald Ursula, though.
I've never seen Amber Emerald before. Oh, that's what. No, what Malcolm plays Amber.
I used to
I want
play
the
Amethyst.
Amethyst.
I used to play Emerald
And there's definitely Amethyst Ursulas.
There's an Amethyst Ursula. She's like the really big 3/8
Oh.
one. There are Emerald Ursulas right now, and I'm sure there's going to be more Ursulas being released.
Clearly.
But so
Ugh.
here, instead of paying ink, you're discarding a song card, so
This
it's
and then
not
her
ink.
ability, so like every single time she quests,
Yep.
that
So
is
you'll
nuts.
keep.
It's glad I'm glad it's uninkable though, because this would be way overpowering if it
Yeah.
was inkable.
So you're gonna be able to see her card every time she quests. Obviously, your opponent's gonna try to take that out as soon as possible.
Oh my
But
God.
like, right, a 4-cost card that you could shift on top of a 2-cost card, so you could shift that on turn 3, quest, see their hand. You just saw their
Even more.
hand.
I mean, if they put out a new one Ursula, you could get this out on turn two.
I mean, you could throw it out there on turn 1 if you really wanted to.
Okay.
You just would be still wet, right?
Sure.
So now you can have a 4-cost character on board before your opponent even gets a chance to play.
Wow.
Right? That also means that she can sing 4-cost songs on the
Yeah.
next turn, or you could have her, right, if there's a 1-cost Ursula coming, then you could have her on play on turn 2 and then sing a song at 4/4. Yeah, she's going to quest for
She's gonna quest
two.
for
You're going
two,
to
and
see
you
their
get a
hand.
you can get rid of. So you can put her down. Quest for two, possibly get rid of a be prepared or a location that.
Or item if they're running with the
Oh, if
quill.
they're do or oh yeah, or an item, yeah, because that's what I do. Bare necessities. I often get rid of an item in the dime deck. Holy
This
wow.
is this 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 has a pretty this is a pretty
Oof.
interesting new mechanic, a pretty interesting new song,
And like
a
with the
new
four
card and a new
defense, like
mechanic
that's a
too.
decently big
Yep,
defense
that's
for a
true.
card like this too.
That's gonna affect my deck though. You have
So
bare necessities.
what do we think about just the thought of discarding cards now?
To shift, I like it.
Wait, can you only discard a card?
It has to
Yeah.
be a song.
In this instance, yes, you have to discard a song card. You can't pay ink to shift her. You can still pay 4 just to play her.
Right. But
But
that'll be just like, yeah,
no, well,
not
I mean, that'd
really.
be fine. It's still a very strong card to play at for only four ink,
Yeah, if your
in my
object is
opinion.
to like discard their hand, yeah, there's some possibilities there without doing the shift. So when I first saw this ability, these new types of shifting of discarding of cards, my first thought was, it seems like a way you're only going to want to do this when you essentially are trying to win more. Like you're already ahead because, as we've seen time and time again with Larkana, the player that has more cards in hand is usually going to end up being able to win because they're going to have more answers for what the other player is going to throw down and be able to take care of that hand. But then I thought, now you can play more uninkables because you can just use them now as a form of ink to shift people, like a one unink.
Yes.
So you can increase your number of inkables, your uninkable songs, because you're just going to use them,
In
worst
this
case,
way.
to pay to shift someone. So it has some ways to change your deck. You can up that uninkable count so that you
And I
can
mean, a
use
lot of
them.
Steel Song decks already have a lot of uninkables, and this can help if you have too many uninkables in your hand, you don't have anything to do with them, you can do this. And again, like this is also something to play. Like you said, if you're like mid to late game, usually the way that Amber that the Steel Amber song deck works is you're trying to get a bunch of little guys out and sing songs to get rid of the other deck. But the big thing that really hurts this is be prepared.
Yep.
And so being able to have this out there to potentially get rid of that, like, is huge. And that's kind of what the bare necessities is about too. But like I would 100% like discard a bare necessities to put this out, considering it's going to do the same thing. And because it does have a decently big defense, it's going to take somebody big like a Maui or something like
How
that
many
to get rid of it.
spots go take this
Sure.
out? None of the three cost ones that are so prevalent in Steelwood, though, right?
Yeah.
So it will take a little bit to take her out, right? Then go down to Swords, doesn't go down
Right.
to let's Stormrage John.
Right.
Got that four characters on board for a Strength, Rage, and Fire. So it would go
Exactly.
down to Long Came Zeus, but that's a four cost card.
Yeah, exactly.
If this character had an enchanted
That would be
money to
cool.
sell.
Money to sell.
Oh wait, we
You know, that
forgot
was
to.
even gonna be great.
Oh wait, we forgot to go over that on Sunday. Malcolm pulled an enchanted.
Oh, that's right. So
I
we got,
pulled the enchanted Jafar.
yeah, we got packs, prize packs as support. So everyone walked away with some packs, and Malcolm pulled a enchanted Jafar. It was awesome. So,
With a Pirate Piglet pack, of course.
yeah.
But
So
why did you know
so even though we didn't walk away with another Stitch, we still got an enchanted. So more than made the day worth it. So,
Yeah.
but let's look at the
Huh?
next card.
He's in here. Flotsam and Jetsam together?
So this is Flotsam and Jetsam, Entangling Eels. It costs six. It's inkable. It's got a strength of five, willpower five. The shift is to discard two cards, and
Okay.
you can shift this on either a character named Flotsam or Jetsam.
Ooh.
And this character counts as being named both Flotsam and Jetsam. It quests for two. So we've already seen Flotsam and Jetsam cards
Quite a
each
few of them,
give
yeah.
things abilities. You can shift this on top of any of those cards. It would
Oh.
then count as both of them, and the ones that give ward and evasive and stuff would then apply to this one, except for the one you covered up. The one you covered up, that will no longer apply to
Right.
anything, but this one would get everything that the others give to a Flotsam and Jetsam. So this could be a nice combo to set up. We'll see if we get any other Flotsam and Jetsams, right? And then can someone make like a deck that relies on this combo?
That's kind of cool. Like, I don't wouldn't want to play against it, but I like
Yeah.
it. Like, and it's again, pretty strong at 5/5. That's gonna get rid of most other cards. But then also quest for two. Like, and to be able to shift by discarding two cards, like.
And there's a chance this could be evasive or have ward
Oh
at
yeah.
the same time.
Yeah, it's cool
It
art.
is cool art. I wouldn't be surprised if this is an enchanted
Yeah.
when we get to it.
Like it kind of looks like the seaweed
Yeah,
a bit.
for sure. Okay, let's take a look at our next one. Diablo, Devoted Herald.
Who's
Three cost.
Diablo? He's the one
He's a
from.
legendary.
He's the bird from in the Mist that
Them,
Maleficent.
the Maleficent.
Maleficent's Bird, yep. Three cost on Inkable, Diablo, Devoted Herald. Strength of two, willpower two. Shift is discard an action card. And he has evasive. He quests for one and has the ability Circle Far and Wide during each opponent's turn. Whenever they draw a card, while this card is exerted, you may draw a card.
Oh,
So it's giving you a
interesting.
card draw whenever at the start of their turn. You get to draw a card if they play Friend on the other side. You get to draw two cards if they play whatever. You get to draw a
So
card.
does that mean if your opponent plays
Whole New
A Whole
World.
New World, you get 14 cards?
You can, yes.
Wow.
I just
But
thought of it
that's,
over
I don't know if you
Christmas.
want to do that because you're gonna like run out of cards and deck yourself, right? You'll run out of cards and then you lose. So
Yes.
that might not be the best version. But yes, you could in theory do
Well, as
that.
it says, you may, so you can choose to if you
Yes.
want. Okay.
I just thought of an overpowered way. The discard decks.
Yeah.
You can you discard a card and they draw the card with Prince John. You can also draw a card.
Yep.
So you can just get a card, another card back.
There's only one other Diablo, I believe it's in Amethyst right now. It costs one. So if you play it with that, you can shift him.
But I don't think that really exists.
No, there is an Amethyst Emerald deck.
Yeah.
That works. It's like a tempo discard deck. So this might work with that.
And this could even be, with it being a legendary, that's interesting. This is a legendary card.
Yeah, plus he's evasive, so he's going to be a little bit difficult to get rid of,
Yeah, that's
especially if we're playing
true.
him that early. So we'll have to be some defenses. It is a card you will have to watch out for. All right, we've got a bunch of cards. Let's go to the
Yeah.
next one. All right, so let's step
Ooh.
away from the Floodborns. This is Scion, signed contract and item. Cost two is inkable. Ability is fine print. Whenever opponent plays a song, you draw a card. Pretty good item, right?
Pretty good item,
so
yeah.
So if you're playing against the song deck,
and it's inkable.
Yeah.
What is a fine print?
Fine print means like at the whenever you sign a contract, there's always little prints at the bottom that sometimes they hide like language in to try to trick you into stuff.
Like,
so
what
it could say lots of different things.
Lots of small things that
yep.
people don't usually read. Right, let's move on to our next one.
Mm-hmm.
So a song, Be King Undisputed, cost four is uninkable. Each opponent chooses and banishes one of their characters.
How many
Boo.
Do you have? Can they not go another set without making another Be Prepared song?
This isn't Be Prepared. This is another Madame Medusa.
Yes.
No, I'm
no,
saying
but
like,
it's a slide from Be Prepared. So they,
yes.
They
oh, I see. Yes.
But they, at least they,
well,
at
so,
least they could provide that three.
I can see this would be good for your deck, though.
It could be. I don't know what I'm going to be playing next round. Around,
sure.
Right? Four to remove someone that early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that could definitely be a thing. But if you really wanted to make them pick, right, you could have Tremaine and then chip the Tremaine onto her before. So it's an interesting card. It's definitely going to be one that will get tested out, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will.
It seems like
we do have another
better version of. Oh.
Go ahead.
A better version of. It's like a bigger T than a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, five teeth and a fish.
Sure.
Instead of doing damage, it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
It doesn't say each opponent, so if you're playing a multi-game one, like
everybody does it.
So that's kind of cool.
We
do have a new mechanic coming up specifically with singing. I don't remember how many cards I have before I get to it, but I know it's coming up. That is the other mechanic that's coming is a new singing mechanic as well. But first, we're going to go over location. The Snuggly Duckling. I had to add this wrong. Snuggly Duckling, disrespectful. Disreputable pub. It costs two. It's inkable. It's a location. It's got a willpower of nine. It costs two to move to this location. Gains no lore during the set phase. The ability is Routine Ruckus. Whenever a character with three strength or more challenges another character while here, gain one lore. If the challenging character has six strength or more, gain three lore instead.
Ooh.
So,
so you need to play a card right with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Ruby. And the big character there is Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have this on play. You have 8 ink or 7 ink. Play Maui, move him there, attack immediately, get 3 lore.
That's
crazy. Not if you have Maui singing, the rock singing, I've got a game. Wait, the rock plays Maui?
Yes, Evan.
You know that.
I thought Logan Ring. Played Maui.
Who?
Roman Reigns. No. You know that it's not Roman Reigns. You know it's The Rock. Roman Reigns is
not an actor.
It's like it's been in like one movie. Like a Fast and Furious movie.
No. Yeah.
Or Hobbs and Shaw, I don't remember which one it was, but it's one of those.
anyway.
Let's look at our next card here. The Muses.
Oh,
Proclaimers
Muses.
Of Heroes. It's a four cost inkable. Strength two, willpower four. Has ward and quest for one, has the ability The Gospel Truth. Whenever you play a song, you may return chosen character with two strength or less to their player's hand.
Wow.
So it was a constant bouncing thing.
So they took
Ooh.
The final and became a character?
Kind of, yeah.
Wait,
or
what
it's like
Befuddled do?
Befuddled bounces a character with two strength or less back to the player's hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing like what Cloud Kicker does when you play him, but in this case, it just he plays it and then you reusing the ability. So imagine if you turn three, the Ursula singer, then turn four, you play this, have Ursula sing something twice, and you basically bounce two characters back and then also doing whatever Ursula's up to. So that could be a pretty cool ability and a pretty cool combo there.
Whew, yep.
And then since she has ward, you just never quest with them.
Yep.
Just leave them there, and you have to keep getting that ability whenever you sing a song.
Yep.
Quest boss.
and with a defense of four, like.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't go down easy with any
You know what this reminds me of? Cogsworth.
I mean, just because Cogsworth has ward, sure.
But this is a card that We'll be seeing Frank that has wood.
Mm-hmm.
We'll not be
sure.
Questioning. Well, all word cards are like that.
Yep. Okay, let's look at our next one. Here we go.
The mob song.
So this is the mob song. It's a song. It costs 10 is in it and is uninkable. But what's that first word there? It's sing together. So any number of your teammates' characters, with total cost 10 or more, may tap to sing this song for free. Then you deal 3 damage to up to 3 chosen characters and or locations.
Wait, so what yours or your teammates' characters? What?
Teammates?
So remember there is...
Oh, like the Osmas, for like attacking the Ursula, like remember how we're doing that like thing where like you gotta like fight Ursula?
Yeah, so the Illuminator's Quest, the special like game, the cooperative
version.
So you can have teammates all singing one of these songs.
Right. But so okay, so you can connect your characters. So if I had 2 Ariels out,
yes,
they can together sing this.
Correct.
And deal 3 damage to up to 3 different characters. It is chosen, so it doesn't work against Ward, though.
Yes.
Or locations.
Yes.
I'm just imagining this. Like, 2 aliens just singing it.
But...
Yeah. So, yes. So that means on turn... But the earliest then that can sing that would be turn 5, right? Because
yeah.
You play them, and then you play then turn 5, they can both sing together.
And that's only if you have 2 in your hand.
But then you could also do, let's say, Cinderella Ballroom Station turn 1.
Another Cinderella.
One of the singers, say like Miss Bianca, or
the
Minnie
Mouse
that sing for 4.
Yeah.
So you're up to 7 already. So and then on turn 3, you can play whatever card you want.
Sure.
Play Ariel if you want. And then you could play, have them all sing this song.
Or another Cinderella.
Right. So there is a lot of ability to kind of like do some new things.
But
things you're going to have to watch out for.
But putting a 10 cost uninkable in a deck that already has so many uninkables, that's scary.
Yeah, and that was my thought too. But then the new shift ability. You can start including more uninkables in your deck because you'll use those to shift. So if you're manipulating that shift stuff, then you can have the more uninkables because you can still use them to pay for things. They have more versatility.
And again, it's not like you're ever going to pay 10 ink for this.
Right. Odds are you won't. If you've gotten up to 10 ink and you're playing this, like the game has gotten like really serious and you're no longer just like worried about that part. Maybe anymore.
No.
But now, right, when you're looking at, well, what songs can you sing, you have to add up all the costs of the characters because there is team singing now.
Yeah.
So, this is our first one of these.
Interesting. And we talked about this, like this being something that we thought would be cool.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be an item to, like, do a duet or an action, sing a duet, and you can use 2 people or a microphone as an item.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's just the cards themselves will have it. I wouldn't be surprised if there still isn't an item or an action that would sing a duet.
I hope they do this for I Have a Dream, too.
Yeah.
They already have a Dream is already a card.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Aw.
What else would they do this for?
Well,
Family Madrigal could work.
Second start of the right.
Okay.
This 10 cost uninkable. Sing together 10.
Okay.
Chosen player draws 5 cards.
Ooh.
Can you choose yourself?
Yes.
You could play.
But this could be something where if somebody is almost at the end of their deck, you could end the game by making them draw their last 5 cards.
So one thing with these cards that we didn't haven't brought up with the other ones, right? So here, again, if you're running Amber and you're able to use the singers, you can play this turn 4 at the earliest, right? That's only if you're running Amber. So to get up to that 10 ink really fast and get there, right, you got to be playing Amber. But what if you're playing Emerald? And you've got Ursula.
10?
Does that work?
It does.
Because she sings for 5?
No, she sings for 3.
But if you have 2 Ursulas out?
Well, if you have the Ursula that can double sing songs, and then you have enough whatever characters to add up to 10.
Oh, I see.
You can draw. You can force people to draw 10 cards.
Or you could draw,
you
10,
can draw 10 cards,
cards yourself.
You can fly.
That's a lot of cards. So.
A lot of cards.
Imagine if you got Ursula and Jafar.
Wait a minute.
And they sing it together.
Wait a minute. What if...
That's 10 more.
Wait. Go back to the mob shop. Can you go back to
That's
the mob shop?
That's crazy.
What do you, what's
Why?
Your question?
Why?
What if the Ursula's singing the mob shop?
That's the same thing.
Same thing.
You do damage
to up to
locations.
Six.
Then you'll do it again.
So you can either do it to six locate or to six different places, or do six damage to three different places,
yep.
or some kind of mixture.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Did you have a question?
I have a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go. So when you're playing with four people, let's say we're playing with four people,
okay.
what happens if one person runs out of con?
They lose.
Maybe.
But
what about
it,
they
just keep playing. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, so let's take a look at the next card. A Pirate's Life.
Yo ho, yo ho.
A Pirate's Life for me.
Ooh.
So this is a six-cost inkable card. We'll sing together six.
I like that it's inkable.
Each opponent loses two lore, you gain two lore.
Nice.
So kind of like if the shiftable Aladdin kills somebody.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly like that. So this is something that, you know, sneaky lore, you could play this turn four with any deck.
Yeah.
This could be played.
Yeah.
Give me
nice.
A corner. Give me a fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we've got...
Dig a little deeper, you know.
Yep,
okay.
Dig a little deeper. Song, eight cost, uninkable. Sync together eight. Look at the top seven cards of your deck. Put two into your hand and put the rest on the bottom of your deck in any order. So a way to get the exact cards you probably want.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah,
deck.
That's nice.
Like digging deep.
Yeah.
Is there any even more than eight cost cards other than Snowball?
Well, now there are.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. There's Goofy.
Dragon, Goofy, Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
They could all sing this.
So very interesting.
Then... Look at this family.
Hold it. Yep. No, this is look at this family.
It's still.
It's a seven-cost inkable card.
No.
Sing
Ooh,
together seven. Look
not
at this family. Good. Look at the top five cards of your deck. You may reveal up to two character cards and put them into your hand. Put the rest at the bottom of your deck in any order. So.
Oh, and it's inkable? Ooh, I like this card.
A bunch of people like this.
Because I love it.
Look at this family, a perfect constellation.
So you could play this as early as turn three if you're playing.
Yeah, oh, for
right.
sure, 100%.
You have
Cinderella,
one of the...
I have Cinderella and Bianca.
Minnie Mouse, Bianca, right? And then they can sing this turn.
Mm-hmm, three and three,
and
yep.
two character cards, right? So that's
and this is something that I feel like would be even better, like, mid-game.
Sure.
Like, you know, like at any time. Like, again, I have an Ariel and... Anything, an aerial and a bodyguard out, and they can sing this. Like,
yes, and wouldn't it be great if you could have just one singer that could sing this part? That would be awesome if you had someone say, like, this aerial singing mermaid, cost four is inkable, strength of three, willpower of three, singer seven, and quests for two. So she can sing seven cost songs.
Holy crap!
Four, which means that last card, she can sing on turn five just by herself. If you're playing it with Ruby, you've got turn five, be prepared that you paid for free, and then can boot up your board with set with eight or five, with cards from card that you got on board.
Holy
so,
crap.
This is a big one.
What am I gonna take out? What am I gonna take out of my deck? I'm gonna
I
have
think,
a whole different deck.
I think with the cards we've seen today, there are gonna be a lot of different decks.
Wow.
This set is really changing the archetype. I don't think any of the decks that are currently being played are just, like, this won't be like where it's been for the past couple, or really at least the last one. The last set three, it felt like you kind of added cards to the decks you already had. There
mm-hmm.
have been some that have becoming new and more playable
mm-hmm.
Because of it, but it's been, we had these ideas for decks, and now we've got some more tools, and now the decks are better.
And it, what's interesting is I feel like with set three, the songs have become more popular.
Yeah.
And that's why everyone's playing the Steel deck, is because of those songs. And so I think this is just going to continue to make that song dynamic even stronger from what we're seeing from set four. And this, I am very excited.
So it's very, very big card.
yeah.
So looking good. I believe that is my last. Yes, this was the one I chose to end it on. There are a lot of other cards out there.
I can't believe this isn't a legendary.
Well, I mean, you don't play her till turn four. She's kind of weakish, so like she can get taken out pretty quickly. But I mean, if you can use her for that one time, that's pretty good. And you got a combo with the 7-cost song. You got that 7-cost song that's going to be in your hand if you save her or
Imagine
not. She's not
Golem.
searching for things like the other Ariel, so you've got to
Yeah.
already have that song in your hand. But you
Yeah, I
can
guess
use the
that's
other
true.
Ariel to find the 7-cost song that you want, and then play her the next turn so
Yep.
that you can. There are things to do with
Hey,
it, so it'll
Dad.
be really interesting with it. Yeah.
Did we get any 12-cost songs?
No.
So I was thinking about both of those because like seems like
Oh, that'd
Ten
be
is still
four.
the
Yeah.
highest cost of any card we've seen
Yep.
so far.
So not even of these ones, if every card that they have released, they still haven't gotten any over 10.
Nothing
Nope.
over 10 so far, no. There are more cards that were released today. Things I didn't bring up here. There was like a card that is a location that acts as like a bodyguard for other locations, essentially.
Ooh,
Like
interesting.
it's a
Like you have to
wall
get rid of
card
that
from
one.
Mon, so you have to
Oh, it's
attack
a
that.
wall. The
Yeah.
Great Wall of China.
Yeah, something like
That
that.
is smart. You have to attack the wall first before you can attack the other locations.
Yeah,
I
there was
like
like
that.
a
That's cool.
lantern type item for Ruby where every time you attack another character, you pay one less for the next character you play. So it's kind of like lantern, but it's a firework from Mulan. So there's lots of other cards are coming out. We'll keep looking at them next week and the week after. Well, next week, so we've got two more regular weeks and then the week release week. So the next 2 weeks, we'll keep looking at cards. We'll keep going over new things. Start talking about like what kind of things we'd like to see in our deck, what kind of things to watch out for. And then the day before release, we'll talk about the draft stuff because draft is going to be big that weekend. We won't be able to do a whole lot of them because we're really busy that weekend already with the
Cause
show.
that's when their play opens. Yeah, and that nobody that is listening can knows what you're doing.
Audio podcast, buddy.
So explain, what are you pointing to?
It's a doorknob pin,
A doorknob Disney
cause
pin?
I'm at in a Disney World play, and
And who are you playing?
even asking when I'm playing, I am doorknob. We have a King of Hearts pin, but that was just because I tried to wear it
Because
to.
Malcolm is the King of Hearts. Yep.
So that play is the same weekend as opening.
Unfortunately.
So we'll be for sure opening some packs. We'll see if there is any chances of sneaking away to anything, but that'll be pretty difficult.
I don't know, if they do a Friday midnight release like last time, maybe we could hit that after the Friday night show.
We'll see. But we'll definitely look through some of the draft targets that you may be looking for, the commons, uncommons, and stuff, and take a look at them and try to evaluate some of the cards for drafting stuff. So, got another few couple of weeks of exciting stuff coming up, and then after that, it's all like racing towards Chicago and figuring out the decks we're going to bring to that because set four will be legal for Chicago. It's not legal for the Atlanta one, but it will be legal in Chicago. Basically, it has to be a week after the full like big box store release.
Okay.
So that's
Interesting.
our main content
Did they
for.
get any part of your old songs? Maybe I need that.
There already is a part of your world song, I think.
Yeah, there's a song called Part of Your World.
We can find the card later.
What's that? What's that?
I don't
I don't
remember
know. We'll
either.
go look for it.
Okay.
Let's move on to our next segment, which is trivia, Disney trivia from the wonderful world of Disney trivia.
Last time we had an oddball question.
Let's see what we get this time. So first question. One of the sponsors for Dinoco Races in Cars 3 is the fictitious company By and Large, which first appeared in what film?
Wally. Yeah, Wally.
Wally.
Wally is correct.
Wait, what was the question again?
By
It's
and
actually,
Large.
yeah, no, that one's actually the Easter egg. No, never mind. I was gonna say that was the Easter egg saying Wally too. But that doesn't exist.
Nope.
In the animated short Pluto's Christmas Tree, what two characters
Oh,
take up residence
I
in
know this.
Mickey and
Oh, I know.
Minnie's Christmas Tree?
I know this.
What is it?
It's just.
I know it.
I don't see
Go
that.
say it, Emmett.
I think it's Chip and Dale.
Yeah. It's Chip and Dale.
That is correct.
Yes. I was like, let Emmett answer it if he knows it.
Okay,
Yes,
next.
I knew it too.
In Beauty and the
Oh,
Beast.
Pluto,
Yes.
you got that.
Okay, what's the answer?
17.
All right, let him
Beauty and the
answer
Beast
ask the
sequel
question. Sequel!
based clogs up the bathroom drain.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, in Beauty and the Beast, I was just thought you had it. And what if it's like that, huh? What if it's like that? Suddenly I'm asking you about beast hair clogs.
Okay, can we?
What was the beast's only window to the outside world?
The magic mirror.
That is correct.
Magic mirror on in my head. Who is the dumbest in the land?
I don't know.
Okay. Moving on. How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have on each hand?
Four.
It is four.
Three fingers.
And one thumb. Yes, three fingers and a thumb. I was going to say that, but.
Next. Last question from our favorite movie.
Oh, God.
What character in Meet the Robinsons says, I have a big head and little arms? And I'm just not sure how well this plan was thought through.
The guy got...
No, that's epic.
What? The robot?
You just...
I mean, there is a way... Okay, look, there's a way for you guys to guess this. Okay?
Oh, it's the T-Rex!
There's a T-Rex in that movie?
Isn't it the T-Rex?
What's his name?
It is the T-Rex.
Yes!
Yeah. It says the T-Rex.
Oh.
He has a name. I don't know.
I didn't even know there was. Did you guys watch that movie?
No, but I knew there was a T-Rex.
Good job, Malcolm.
I've seen the first quarter of it.
I've never
was there
seen
a T-Rex in the first quarter?
No.
Was there a quarter of the T-Rex in the first quarter?
Yes.
Did Beast clog any shower drain?
Definitely, yes. That was the plot of the movie. That's the plot of the movie.
Yeah. Until we get Beast's
I wonder if there was any plan. Like, what kind of, like, I do you think that, like, the castle plumber turned into a plunger to prevent or to fix any Beast hair clogs? That would have been, like, the worst.
Well, so,
if you were the castle plumber, like, what would you turn into? Would you turn into a wrench or a plunger?
I mean, right, you gotta hope it's not a plunger, right? Because otherwise he's like, man, I have seen things. But then at the same time, does Beast even bother with any of that stuff anymore? Or does he just like, screw it, I'm just
No, but he has the bath, but well, we're not even talking about the toilet. We're talking about hair drains, we're talking about like the bathtub. He clearly has when he takes a bath in the movie.
That's true. I mean, obviously he has one. The curse didn't remove bathtubs from the castle, right?
But so that's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, because I know I've given a dog a bath,
right,
in our bathtub.
Yeah.
And it was a big mistake.
Yeah.
That's why we take her to the local pet store that has the DIY.
Maybe the Beast went to the local pet store.
In the 1800s,
in
right
France.
After the French
yeah.
Revolution.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm sure they were everywhere.
The French, one thing I know, right, the French are fancy. If there is anyone who in the 1800s would be like, I need to make a bath for my dog, I do not want to have a cloak, I will go shop, and I will take dog to shop, to shower his shop.
Sure. But that's what. But if he did it, there had to have been either like there had to have been something. I mean, well, were plungers even around in the 1800s post French Revolution?
Surprisingly, I'm not an expert.
Did they even have actual plumbing, or it was probably just boiled water in a tub?
Yeah, they had. They must have had plumbing. I mean, the Roman Empire had plumbing.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I guess that's true. You're not wrong. All right. Anyway,
with that, let's wrap up this video. If you have questions, you can email us at questlorequestions@gmail.com.
That's questlorequestions@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. If you are listening to an audio version of this podcast, you can catch a YouTube version over on YouTube. Our channel name is Questlore over there.
And you can
if Yes, in that version, you can see the cards we were talking about, as
Yes.
well as our faces. Not sure if you want that part, but they're there. If you are watching us and like, I don't want to see your faces, there is an audible version available on all major podcast platforms. Thank you so much for listening. If you've liked what you've listened to, please feel free to rate, like, subscribe, whatever way you have of interacting with your media is. Please do that for us. Helps out so much. And with that, this has been another episode of Quest Lore from our family to yours. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
I love you.